Holes in the Sky, an Indian creation myth. Telescope cameras have recently found holes in the sky, like holes in the ground. The sky touches darkness and then disappears in the mouth of some monster who swallows the years. It's all very scary and marvelous too, but what is the strangest? The Indians knew. The Blackfoot and Stonies, the Piegan and Crow, knew holes existed a long time ago. Nobody told them. They just seemed to know. But since they're so distant, not seen by the eye, how could Indians know about holes in the sky? There is a strange story that old Blackfeet tell. Not all believe it, but all know it well. The world did not always have stars, sun, and moon. Men lived in half-darkness, thin mists, and gloom. They shivered and suffered in unending night. Except in far spaces there glimmered some light. It seemed, looking upward, that true paradise was for the Blackfeet high up in the skies. But none knew its secrets, not even the wise. A brother and sister were playing one day in juniper bushes quite far away from the cave that they lived in at the mouth of the bay. In one of the bushes was a tangled silk thread that seemed to be tied to a spot overhead, but the end was not seen by the two children's eyes. It seemed that it led up into the skies. "It may lead to heaven," said the small boy. "Let's climb it and find out," the girl cried with joy. And so, in a moment, they were climbing the thread up into heaven or wherever it led. It's hard to tell rightly how long they climbed, but to get up to heaven does take some time. And climbing a thread is not easy, like trees where one is served branches and knots for one's knees. Tired and weary, they came to a place where, all of a sudden, the line seemed erased. And then they discovered it looped out of sight into a cave that sent out some light. They both felt a tug at the thread in their hands and fell like two fish thrown up on the sands. Above them, a spider with two glowing eyes filled them with horror, fear, dread, and surprise. His legs and his body were giant in size, a mountain on tree trunks overlooking the skies. They were caught in his web and would perish like flies. He did not attack them, but left them unharmed. He said in a deep voice, "Now, don't be alarmed. I tugged at my silk thread when you neared the ledge, only to help you get over the edge. I have been waiting for you to arrive since the land and the waters first came alive. You see, I am darkness and also the light, but the people you come from live mostly in night. Stand up with courage and reach for my eyes to take from the darkness and place in the skies. The smaller and paler shall be the round moon, the burning and fierce one, the ball of the sun. Fear not to pain me, my eyes still will be tied to my body, though invisibly. Know too that the stars in this way were given to Blackfeet who dare to climb up to heaven." They did as he bid them from his glowing face, took both sun and moon and put them in place, one for the night time and one for the day, for sowing and reaping and feasting and play. Then sunbird and moonbird slid down together to a world of some sunshine and fairly good weather. And friends who believed them said they'd like to try to bring out more stars from the holes in the sky.